Okay. What I want to do today is outline what we'll be doing for the next week. Sugya, Shikma Faraz, I think, Papa Joke, covered very quickly. The next Sugya here is small Sugya of Haloda. It's sort of technical, not much I have to add, but except it's complicated if I wanted to go through with you. After that is a Mishnah, Hashochet Shnei Roshim Ki Echad, Shetosuk Sheva. It is the definition of what Drasa is. Then the Mishnah about Kavana. We did that mostly. Okay, then next Mishnah is about Shehiyah. The definition of Drasa, the definition of Shia, and it's quite technical. Drasa, just to outline what it is. When you go back and forth to Shecht, if you don't press in at all, it doesn't go anywhere. Press in all the way, it's a drasa. So you have to press in an angle. So you have to define what the angle is. So the angle is enough to go back and forth twice until you get and can load the shear. And those of you who learned any plane geometry will be able to figure out what the angle is. Back and forth. The equivalent of, you get through the corner of the veshet when you go, the equivalent of two, the horizontal is the equivalent of two full necks. Shehiya, also technically how long it has to be. We'll finish Chaloda. These two, you have my suggestion to you, is to do it. It's straightforward. Do it over Friday, Shabbos, etc. And after that, we'll go to the next very difficult sugya, which Rabbi Spiro here wants to learn. Shacharis Haveshir Pasach HaZagageris. That's a very interesting sugya. But right now, so we'll finish the sugya here. And I'll outline it today because by yourself you'd never figure out where it was. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Hechter is a sakin ben simin la simin. He stuck the sakin in between the kod and the veshin. Uposko sula. Okay. That is clear halada according to everybody. Tachas ha'or sheva. If you stuck it in under the skin and then cut, it's kosher. Michael Marshallon. Clean Tanina, we learned our shechlis is second. Tachas hashenu poskel. Rabbi Shova omein avela. Rabbi Kiva matreif. This machlokes Rabbi Shova and Rabbi Kiva is an exceedingly complex one. Its places naflamed base. we hopefully will understand it. It isn't so simple. It's only if I go backwards. It's all right. Why? The or does not require shechita. It's only something that requires shechita. Says Rashi. If it's covered over by a piece of cloth, says Rashi. Something that is tied around the neck. You see what that means. If it is cut through, very wool that's all tangled together. What's that mean? The standard way some people do sheep is that they hose down the neck and then they spread the wool out so it can come in. But if it's tangled, you can't do that. Okay. Where says teku? Says Rashi l'chumra. So, how do we pass in this? Hilchos sat, no. It's l'chumra. First of all, what is matlas? Here we have a machlokas rishonim. The machlokas rishonim is, let's say something falls there. It's not tied around. If you take a look in the Rosh, He says, I would have said it differently, because ultimately they're planning on shearing off the wool. Lo have a car. Sometimes all came in the hash to me, I'm a chubel, a behemoth, mikri chalot. Ta'as ha-matlis ha-kshura soviv tzaha. Tzava, ma'o. Zin l'chun. Abo im nofal talisa al mokom ha-shchito. Pshito lo have a chalot. Well, a beged shekoshur tomid betzavo, something that's permanently kept around the neck. Something temporarily there is not a chaloda, he says. Tomid etzemer. Lo kamosh kozor rambo. Al demar sheish maka betzavo behem, and the dover kalel matlis has a bandage there. No. Mom says, just something happened to fall on. Okay. Now, this would be a very simple strength, and the Gemara doesn't have any complications. Where are the complications in defining Chalot Akam? As follows. Let me just read Halach and Shulchan Aruch, just familiarize you with what problems in Shechita exist, so every time you eat a piece of lamb, you're an intelligent consumer and understand all the problems we have in Shechting lamb. Lamb and veal ain't so simple. Hechlin is hasakin tachas ha'or o tachas tzema mesuboch b'tzavor ha'behema tachas matlus ha'koshu b'tzavor paskin mechaba against the Rambam o sham matlus medubak bo b'shavah, it's attached v'shochat shchitos ha'psula v'matlus poros al tzavor something filled in v'shochat shchitos v'yesh mishapol, so that's the Rambam. To shear off, if you have wool there, what does he say? You shear off the wool. He's not too happy about the idea of hosing it down and making a path. Oh. So if you take a look in the Shach, Shach creates headaches here. Mordechai seem shigamba ofos. What about the feathers? Yesh limrod hanotzos mehem. Okay. Chatchila ein limrod im yuchol lishcha beloza. Okay. Now, one, if you take a look in, you know, say Kalim, what is the problem? They say, what is the problem of shearing the wool? That while you're shearing the wool, you have to make, and pulling the feathers out, you have to make sure that if you nick the skin, the animal begins bleeding, you don't end up with a nekuvas haveshet. There is another, and that, because, you see, in the case of a cow, you don't have to worry about it. And of course, it's a veshet. So why? Because the cow has very thick hide. You have a very thick skin, and you're busy cutting there, and you're not that careful, and you nick the skin. Maybe it went in a little bit, and it's the kuvos haveshet. Okay. That is... Okay. Now, all that is straightforward, simple. In comes the very important Rashi, Halach and Shulchan Aruch, etc. What happens? Yeah, this is a very different situation that is today in Batei Shechita. Batei Shechita today, there's a lot of pressure to shecht as high as possible because they want, when they dehide the animal, to have as big a piece as possible. Have a bigger piece as possible, the leather around the face doesn't really give you very big pieces of leather. They use it for watch straps or something like that. Okay. So we are, if in it, so there's always a pressure for the people, the owners, and they're pushing you higher and higher, and that's when you have to make sure there's no hagroma. In times of Rishonim, there was a different problem. Times of Rishonim was as follows. In order to get the maximum leather, they wanted you to make a slight little hole, not a big hole, not just slit the throat like that. Slit the throat like that, you get get into a problem of getting as much leather as possible. Make a slight little hole, stick the knife in under the skin, and shaft. Is that a chavodah or not? So if you take a look, I'm just going to go through the sugi with you inside, because just to assign it, you'd be jumped too many places. You take a look in the Gemara earlier, in the first parak. On the Chof on the base. Three lines down from where it spreads out, the Gemara says as follows. Tanina, Molak Pesakin, let's say, instead of doing a sakin properly, what did you do? You did it with a sakin. So, it means you came in from the back and just cut the back. That means it's an avela. The question is, the Gemara has a problem. Okay, we're going to get to that in much detail. Now, you break the spine and spinal column. When you break the spine and the spinal column, breaking the spinal column, some people call it an avela, and some people call it a trefa. Here we get in, can you have a nevela, can you have living dead? That is, what is living dead? You cut the spinal column, so the animal still move. How much the animal is still moving around, it hasn't been shechted. But the moment you cut the spinal column, the breathing stops, the heart keeps pumping. Animals can still be moving around. Is that the animal considered to be dead or alive? I'm going to get into a concept called the Nevela Mechayim. Here we'll get into, as you'll see, when we get into the Sugya and Daf Lamed Beis, also many implications for halachically the definition of death. Many. It's a very broad Sugya. And have to work hard on it. But here, breaking the spinal column. Is that once you break the spinal column, is it a trefa or it's dead already? Nishbar mafrekes robotsima novela. Amrav chista afanani tima. We learned. Molak pasakun. He came with a sakim at the time of going on base. If it's a trefa, so what happens when you shech the trefa? If you have an animal that's a trefa, does it become a nevela? It doesn't become a nevela. You matar miday nevela. It's not a nevela. It's not going to be matami. It's osati. Zuhi shchitosa. Tani lo sakim latar miday nevela. So e enechonam is mleek. It's no good. But the moment you cut through the spinal column, so if that's considered the animal's dead already, so by the time you do the shechita, you shechted a dead animal. There's nothing doing. But if it's a trefa, so then it doesn't become tamei. Okay. Zushitot tani lasikum tarmi denet. Amar hasam mishum delav shechita hi. Klal. Not a shechita. Why not? My time at Rav Huna Amam Neshu Machlid. It's a chalada. What happens if I shecht with a shechita psula? If I shecht with a shechita psula, it's a nevela. Rav Amam Neshu Dores. Ma'ano Amam Neshu Machlid. Why Machlid? My time at Rav Huna Amam Neshu Dores. Why I didn't say Dores? Kutsava Moluchu Medim Liki Karshi. That if you go back and forth in Malika's kosher, Madam Neshu Doris, my time, Lomam Neshu Machlid, Amr Chalada Hechidomi, what is Chalada? Kahulda, like a weasel. Hadra, hi, what is it? Hadra be Iker Batim, Machasya, Hochanami, Megali. It's in and out, says Rashi. What does that mean? When it gets the simonim and cuts them, sakin I was a kishochet as a treifa. But kaimulon treifa sheshochta ain't a matama. It's not an avela. Lavo gavlo shal mukdosh amirinu hotzon the matama. That's only drabon. Kosses u shchitot. The hot besakin hot yo bekoshel shchita. I lo sakin kishamolik hasim in besakin latarim day avela. E kasha, and if you have a kasha, lusim masnitin diktoni masnitin hashochem in a orek shitas a psula. Mishum shviras mafrek. Yes, he we eagle a meima the treving. Lo nevel shum machli. Take very care of this. Is a key rashi. Lachish and sparku pirkei etzem. What does he do? He goes through the spinal column. And then he gets on to the veshin and then on to the corner. So by the time he is cutting, by the time he is cutting through the veshin, he's past the mafrekis. So what's the problem? When I cut through the corner, beis hashchita mirvach rabach, it opens up, so it's an open cut. But when I go through the back, through the mafrekes doesn't open up, and it stays that way. So when I'm now onto the veshet, what happens? When I'm onto the veshet, the mafrekes, the spinal column, is closed up already. It doesn't open. Manama says, "Mineshu Doris." What does Doris mean? Mamish. Yeah, I mean, why? When you do a malika, he is doing a malika. What? Just what he would do a malika, he's doing with a sakin. Wait a sec. Maliki, you go straight across. It's a drasa. So again, it's not a shechita k'sheira. But what happens if a maliki you do molech umevi? Is it good or it's no good? So that, the 2 days in the Gemara. So if you say maliki is dafka going straight through, so it means he did straight through, it's a drasa. But if you mean no, Malika, it can be done back and forth. That's even if he did back and forth. Okay, so that's Malchokin, Rav and Rav Huna. And the question is, how do we paskin? So, says Tosis, Perish Bekuntris. Kuntris says, La'achin, Sparkle, Pirkei, Etzem, Kishinot, Sakin, Tachatha, Etzem, Pishayin, Etzem, Ispasha, L'kain, L'kain. K'der HaShabes HaShchita, Kishachol, Chanosa, Ela Omei B'makomo, according to his Rashi's pshat here, what are we doing? If it's a big sakin, so the sakin is exposed on the other side, but it's only if it's a very thin sakin, like a sharp wire. So once you pass the mafrekes and hit the veshet or the corner, so then it closes up. Okay. Tos says something which we'll read, but the choshev chalod lufi sheshochet simonim mimata lamala, going the wrong direction. Why that should be a problem, we're not discussing at this point. We're discussing chalod. Okay, and you'll take a look in Zvachim. Okay, Perek, Chatzos Ha'ov, Perish Bekuntres, we don't have that in our Rashi. Doesn't exist in our Rashi. Tosis in Zvachim quotes it, Tosis here quotes it, doesn't exist. Fishinoet Zvosho Shel Sakin, Mishum, what does he do? he sticks the sakin in back of the mafrekes, because he does not want to shech the mafrekes with the rov basar. Rov basar. Called him at Simon. Okay. And he's, okay. Mekani Yev Shalomar. Okay. Harle Machlit. Avogav. Because Salkodaiter Shechotach Rov basar. That doesn't work here. Now, that doesn't mean they're not both two definitions of Halada. If give me a Gemara Zvachim. Is this a Zvachim? No. Yes, it is. Gemara Zvachim, says Tosas here. Samaches at the very bottom. Molak Pesachin. What does Molak Pesachin mean? He's explaining the same. He says, Perish Pekuntris, the Machlit, Lufi, Shenoait, Stroksher, Shalsakin, Mishum, the Ain, the Rotsa, Lachtoch, Rov Bosu, Kodam Asimon. Yev Shalom Arkane. Can't say. Okay. Oh, no. So, what does this all mean? If you take a look, first I'll read the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It was a major issue in the times of Rishonim. Why? They didn't want to lose the leather. So the minig of Shochtim was, when they were working for whoever was the owner of the cow, to make a slight little opening, stick the knife in, and do the entire shechita underneath the skin. And therefore, you don't have a major cut straight across the neck. Says the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see what Rishonim have to say about this. Tzorach Nizoher says in Simach of Dalad, Tess. Kishadam shochet v'chosal ha'or, and he's afraid, and he wants to save the or. Apparently, even then, the or from the face, however they did it, I'm not sure. Shelo yatsibo karigodol, he does not want to make a big slit in the throat. V'shochet b'rosh hashakin, he sticks the rosh hashakin in, and under the or. U'miskasim ha'or. Okay. And that's no good. But that is the sugya of Tachas Or. So Tachas Or was a very practical thing. Omnam, but, says, Im shochet be'emtza hasakin. What does he do? Doesn't go in with a tip. He sticks it in, and the sakin is covered, but the chatach, where he's cutting the konan veshet, is exposed. Now, the question is, what do you have to expose? You have to expose the sakin or the mokom hashchita. They had a way of making a slightly bigger cut, and the sakin was under the skin, and he's going back and forth, and the area where he's cutting straight through is exposed, but the sakin, as it goes back and forth, is not exposed. Shochet b'rosh hasakin, im shochet b'emtz hasakin, ein lochosh, it's not a problem. Im rosho miskatze b'or, kemen shasakin b'mokom sheshochet bo, the sakin where he is shechting, is keneged simon ein emochus. Yech mi shamach mi gam b'zeh, Shlochesh the dvar of lechatchila. Okay, so if you take... Now, that is... You'll take a look in the Gra here. And he quotes the Yamshel Shlomo. But that you don't have to see the Yamshel Shlomo inside. But if you take a look in the Haggadah Maimonides, where's the Rambam here? The Rambam says as follows. Hichnas as a sakin tachas or. So the Haggadah Maimonides in Perek Gimel Siman He says Kosev Avrelezim Imitz, that is the Sefer Yireyim Rabbeinu Tam's Talmud Mubok. Yasin Nekem Kotten Bo'or V'yachnas Hasak V'yach. Avpi Shasakim Magula Neged HaSimen Nevela. He says, even though this is, so when the Mechaber is quoting it, he's quoting that the Yesh Mishol said that is the Sefer the Yireyim. That what has to be exposed is not only the chatach, but also the the knife. Omnom v'seva hatruma pasak d'bi'avik sheva. Halachas golos. Kevin Shasak and Magula Negan Hasiman. You only need that. See, you have a sakin, and it's going back and forth like this. The area that it's cutting is Magula, but you're going back and forth, and where the sakin is covered. Okay, Perish Rashi, Perish Hatzotov and Zvachim. More like with Sakam, a time of God is Habli, a Mufarish Rav Huna, Mishum Machlin. So he zobed over Zeshlo Yochu Shalo or Yosemi died. He said, you have to be careful, don't worry about the weather. Lashon HaTur. Okay. So therefore, now the question is, you'll see here, that's how goes my money. And take a look here. So the Gross says in Shulchan Aruch, Shum Machlid, V'shal Torah Holech Acha HaMachna. You go. I am HaGos HaShrisham, U'betos HaShom. Okay. Now, what does Tosa say here? The Gra points out here that Tosas here brings Rashi and Zvachim and says, well, that doesn't fit in the Gemara here. So, L'chora, he says, that is he being Dolcha Rashi? You just said it. They're two different pshatim. So, Gross here, be very careful, read through the Be'er Agra, how he's explaining Rashi. The Marshal says, even Tosas Docher, it doesn't mean he disagrees with it, just as not the Pshat here. Both Pshat and Rashi are wrong. And even though normally we paskin like Rava, here it's not Rava, it's Rabba, we paskin like Rav Huna. Okay. So, what do we have? So, here, the essential thing is that, as I said, here we're talking about, just very technically, how to define what chalada is. Chalada is the knife has to be exposed. What Rashi says in our sugya. What does Rashi say in our sugya? Rashi says in our sugya that if the it closes up, it is chalada. So let's say the cow would be in a position, let's say you're shechting a cow, and it would be in a position that it, for some reason it doesn't open up. So according to Rashi, it would be chalada. What does, that's the machlok between Rav Huna and Rabba. Rabba says as long as you cut it, it is not chalada. Rav Huna says if it closes up and when the knife is cutting, it is closed up, it is chalada, even though the way you just went through is technically cut, but physically it's closed up. For instance, if you're shechting a cow and the cow is standing stum, and its head is not up, and there's a lot and something pushing the head down. So that the weight will prevent it from opening up. According to Rav Huna, that will be a chalada. And that's why we always, when you shecht, hold the animal's head up. So then it automatically, it opens up. That would be a machlok to Rav Huna and Rav. Then, now, you have a, now, then we have something else. And that, in their time, what they did, they were, in order to maximize the usage of the R, they didn't want such a big hole. So there's, I don't know what they did, but apparently that was a standard way. They made a small hole, stuck the knife in under the skin, and began cutting. And the question then began, what has to be exposed? The knife or the makom hachatach? Be very careful when you go through the Tosafim, go through the Rashis, see, and go through Hagos Maimonides and Hagos Hashri and the Gra, what exactly the what are we out to get? Out to get a definition, simple definition of what Chavada is. Now, then, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, there's the question of the wool, of the ore also, and the wool, and it's in Shulchan Aruch, I didn't see it now, maybe I saw it for sure. Question is, when you shear the wool, you have to be afraid of nicking the skin. Because if you nick the skin in, let's say, a chicken, you have a very thin skin, and the veshet's standing right there. And if you do something, and if you have the scissors that you're cutting out the, and you're cutting off the feathers, you may, and you're not careful, you may puncture something there and get into a problem with the cause of veshet. And this is a very straightforward thing, just going through tactically, but it's a good exercise in simply going through, seeing exactly technically what's happening in the Rishonim, how they learned it, the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch. Then, after we should be able, Blinetta, to finish that off tomorrow. Just wanted to outline it so you didn't know where to go and what to do. And then after that, we begin a very deep sugya. Shacharas HaVesher, Pasachas HaGegeres, Pogel Shacharas HaVesher. And Machlok between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shovev. It's a Nevela, it's a Trefa. Get into the problem of a Nevela Mechayim, what that means. Famous Shitas and Rambam, that Nekuvas HaVesher is a Nevela Mechayim. Whatever that means. It's dead, it's alive. And how can you have the living dead? Right. When I read it, so there's a Rav Sajigon has a parish on Kohelis. The pasuk says, "Meshabeach ani es hameisim asher kvar meisu." So Rav Sajigon says, "Wait a minute, the meisim asher kvar meisu, the dead who died already." He said, "Apparently, there are two types of dead people." The alive dead and the dead dead. He said, some people go through the alive dead. Who am I, Meshabeach? It's a Mesa Meshach, for Mesum. Not that people go through their lives as if they were dead. Then he goes to describe what it means going through life as if you were dead. Okay. Me'at Hashem tomorrow. This is the outline of the Sugya. And Me'at Hashem, Blinetta, tomorrow we'll finish it. And then Blinetta Tuesday. We'll begin that Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis. It's a very complex and deep sugya. Okay.